Radio.
Yes, we're back to Barracks Talk on WDVRDDRadio.net. If you're in America, Canada, or the United Kingdom, you can listen to us on the Wild 365 app. If you're not, then you're listening to us on podcast, which means you're on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and a shit ton of other major platforms that I don't know. And yes, I'm working on getting this on Spotify. It's a lot of fucking editing old podcast. Ask Oink and Frosty, because they have to keep up with it for me, because I somehow lose track where I'm at every time. Anyway, we're back here. We are going to bring on Adam from Hard Luck Auto. He is a Army vet, if I'm not mistaken. Adam, you there, brother?
Yeah, man.
Hey, brother, how you doing this evening?
Man, I'm finer than frog hair, bro. How are you?
Dude, I don't know why you're here, but I'm naked. I'm naked. Oink's getting ready to cook some bacon from his ass, and we're ready to go, man.
I am floating around in my pool with a set of Bluetooth headphones on, naked on a blow-up flamingo.
Oh, dude, I wish we had video going right now. That would be so sexy. Damn.
Shut your shit
TMI,
down.
TMI.
We break the internet, dude.
Right? So, on a serious note, you're a vet, and you're doing something amazing in your area. First off, let us know a little bit about your military career, if you don't mind, and let us know what you're doing right now.
Okay, military career. I joined September 2000. Did a year in Korea. Joined as a helicopter mechanic with airborne option. So I'm a five jump chump. I hold on to that shit like Uncle Rico holds on to a football.
Wait. Just to be clear, you joined before 9/11.
I did. The fuck is that supposed to mean? Like, how old are you?
No. It's for those people that's like, oh, you just joined so you could get all the benefits from 9/11.
Oh. Okay, people that do that.
I can't
joined because
that.
I tried college four fucking times. That's why I joined.
Oh shit.
So Korea for a year, and then 101st Airborne Division, we crossed the berm in 2003. I went back to Afghanistan 05 with the 10th Mountain Division. And then I didn't get enough of the torture, so I went back again with the L3 Vertex for 15 months in Kandahar as a helicopter mechanic.
Nice, brother.
Yeah. So, and now I don't do shit but run Hard Luck.
So, speaking of Hard Luck, where are you based out of, first off?
I'm in Oklahoma City. The Micro, the dude from Dirty Jobs and Returning the Favor, rented us a shop in downtown Oklahoma City, man. I'm the only white kid for about 3 miles. And... for 2 years, dude, all expenses paid. All I have to do every day is open the gate.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I mean, I didn't get to see that episode, but what I got to see and what made me hit you up was a video that showed snippets of that episode, and I think he's standing behind you for a good, like, minute and a half, 2 minutes, and you're standing there under the hood of a truck, I believe it was. You put the hood down, turn around, and there he is, and you're like, oh my fucking God.
Okay. So they came out under the premise that they were this small time documentary company.
Uh-huh.
And it was going to be some like obscure film festival that they present this to one producer, one cameraman, one sound guy. They were going to follow Tony and I around, my wife Tony and I around for a couple of days. And they were already there. And they kept saying, hey, we need another shot of you checking the oil. We need another shot of you checking the oil. We're going to do it from this angle now. We're going to do it from this angle now. So the whole time I'm like, what the fuck are these New York Yahoos doing? The rag is saturated with fucking brand new oil that I just did the work with in my car, right? And that's why I closed the hood like an asshole, because I changed the oil like 15 times.
You know, I knew something was up. I knew something was up, because when you watch that snippet, you look like you're about to bust the fuck out of somebody's neck. Like, you just want to throat punch the ever-living hell out of them, and you just slam it, and then you turn around, and you're like...
And in Micro's unmistakable voice, he's, dude, you're a natural. And then
right?
It all kind of clicked with me what was going on, right? Like, they were waiting for him, they were just setting me up waiting for him to pull up the driveway, so...
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, that was a memorable moment for me. That's why I was like, I got to get this guy on the air. And that was before I even seen the rest of the video. I was like, this dude's awesome already. Like, he goes from, I'm going to kill your ass, to, I want to love and make out with you in a heartbeat. Like, that's exactly what your face done.
You know, dude, that's what I told my wife. You know, I said, I'll tell you what, if I fuck you once, you're going to fall in love.
Right.
Sure enough. I'm getting daggers from across the living room right now.
You see, that's why I send mine upstairs and I'm downstairs. She can't hear the shit I say.
So I take it your wife is pulling a Cyclops from X-Men right now. You're about to...
Yeah.
He's about to be incinerated with us. So, okay, explain to us, and especially those that are new to what Hard Luck is, what is Hard Luck and why did you start it?
The premise behind what we do is, if you can afford the parts, and if I can, I'll fix your car for free. I was working about a year and a half ago, when it started in 2017. I still had a full-time job, and my daughter was making pizzas at Domino's, and one of the little delivery drivers dropped her off one night, and my wife and I are out front drinking a beer, and her car sounded like shit. So I told her, I'm like, hey, you know, when's your next day off? Let's give your car a tune-up. This is your livelihood. And she straight up looked at me and she said, I took it to the two or three car shops that are around where I work, and they all want $300 or $400 to do a tune-up, and I can't afford that. So I told her, I said, hey, listen, I've got the tools. Just bring the car over. You know, we'll do it for super cheap. And I think we did it for like $50 or $60, you know, new set of spark plugs, oil change, air filter, everything. And the car ran like brand new. And my wife and I were kind of sitting there, and we thought, you know, there's kind of a need for this. You know, it's kind of like a little bit of a socialist agenda to have the government pay me to fix people's cars. But at the end of the day, that's straight up what it is. You know, I'm 100% service connected. I kind of just do this to get off my ass.
Right. I've seen a lot of videos and I've seen a lot of articles about you. Obviously, you've been in the media a bit here the past few months. Is that a mistake, or is that right? Am I right on that?
It has been nonstop since the third week of January. The first kind of the thing that kind of kicked Hard Luck off in the media was, there was a gentleman that lives just 5 miles from us, and I went and checked on him. They were a single car family, and like I said, I've been running Hard Luck since 2017, my wife and I. So this was just this January, find out this dude's car has a blown engine. And I could tell they're like down to earth folks, hardworking folks. He's disabled, not prior service, just obviously disabled, heart problems, stuff going on with him. And he's driving his wife back and forth to work and the kids back and forth to school. And I got to tell this guy, they're barely making it, that his car is beyond repair. So I came home and told my wife, I'm like, listen, at the time, Hard Luck had like 1,200 to 1,500 people that were following it. I want to try to crowdfund for this dude so we can get him a down payment on a car. And we ended up having to shut the GoFundMe down after 7 hours because we petitioned for 500. And at the 7 hour mark, we were at like $1,250. So
Wow.
That first story is what kind of catapulted us. And since then, it's been all the local news channels at least once. Channel 9, those dudes, I've got the news anchor on speed dial. I think I've been 6 or 7 times with Carl Thorpe here local. The BBC did a print article. I've done a couple of talk radio shows actually in Europe, in Great Britain. You guys, U.S. Marine Corps Racing, I sat down and talked to those guys for an hour. And then, of course, you can't, the Brute video. Some guys out of New York did a little 2.5-minute video on me, and that's knocking on 10 million views. And then, of course, Mike Rowe shows up, and I take that dude to gas station sushi.
Right. Now, just to be clear, it's not just veterans and disabled that you help. You help anybody that needs their car repaired as long as they have the parts and you guys are able to fix it, correct?
That's right. You know, I knew early on that if there was any sort of vetting process whatsoever, it'd get ugly. And the only way to kind of separate the shit from the sauce of the people that kind of want to take advantage of the service is the fact that I'm booked out to the first week of October, second week of October now. You know, so if you genuinely need the help, and I can tell you, listen, I'm going to do everything I can to try to get you in sooner, but tentatively right now, your schedule's out, you know, till October 4th. it's going to be nothing but thank you so much. You do the best you can. We'll be here when, you know, when you get around to us. But the people that are trying to kind of take advantage of it are like, oh no, fuck that. I can't wait that long. You know, they'll go out and get it done sooner. Well, if you've got the means to go out and get it done sooner, don't bark up my fat ass to try to get it done for free. You know?
Yep.
Right.
I see one of your recent videos too. You had some negativity that was posted down there, and you just had to let them go. I don't blame you, brother.
You know, the thing is, dude, I have like this. I don't know if it's because we're a medical state now or what, but we have like this craziest zen about what I'm doing right now. You know, I know that I'm on the right path, that I am surrounded by you. When people come in, it's all negativity. But when they're leaving, it's all positivity. Even if I can't help them with their car, I try to point them in the right direction of a shop that can, or a mechanic shop that can handle whatever they have, or just sit there and drink a beer with them, dude, and try to figure out, you know, what's wrong with outside of what their car is, and just tell them, hey, listen, I've got a couple of buddies that are selling shit boxes, or there's a couple of buy here, pay here places, or whatever. Just kind of hear their troubles, you know? And almost never does someone leave in a shitty mood, you know? Right. And it's great to just sit and bullshit with them, you know?
That's the best thing sometimes, is just listening to people, letting them vent. I have people that tell me all the time, I'm sorry I've vented, and I'm sorry I'm yelling, and I'm sorry I'm pissed off. And I'm like, look, we all need somebody to vent to once in a while.
Right, and
just don't vent to me.
Right.
That shit. Six does there, enough of that.
There are a few people that I'm like, hey, look, if you ever need someone to yell at or to cuss at or just fucking scream your head off at, you know, let me know before you do it so I don't think it's towards me, and just have at it, you know. But I totally get where you're coming from. What is the local mood towards what you do, I should say, the local and surrounding area? How do they feel about what you're doing?
Well, I have yet to hear, unless you're that, I think her name was Carol last week. She was pissed off because I went live instead of fixing cars. You know, like,
how much
hate your life to jump on a live video and talk shit on a guy who gives away a free service.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to, yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And then the bitch that liked the comment, I gave her the axe too, man. Like, I'm not putting up with that shit. Don't.
That sounds like people talking to DV6. Motherfucker, you love and not working your ass off on the farm after he just came in and he's pouring sweat and he's about to cut his leg off with a fucking chainsaw. Like, dude.
For the third time.
I know, right?
I've lost count.
I seriously believe that some people don't think that people should be allowed to take breaks, but they're the ones that sit on their ass all day long and do absolutely nothing.
Right. Like, how are you going to come at me on Facebook while I'm doing my job?
Those keyboard warriors, man. You got to love them.
But, you know, as far as, like, the local mechanic shops go, you know, I've actually got a really good working relationship with a guy that's across the street. There's a mechanic shop right across the street that's been there for 50 years. And that dude lets me, if someone drops their car off in the middle of the night, he lets me park their car in his parking lot, and I just scoop it up in the morning. And then there's one that I recommend all the time for the stuff that's out of my wheelhouse. And those guys, man, when I call, they answer the phone. What's up, Hard Luck? What can we do? You know?
Right.
Because I'm sending them all the business. You know, it's one of those things where, I seriously have only had that one negative, really negative comment. It's waking up on top of the world every day, man. When you get 11,000 people that follow the page, every time you go live, you're doing a great thing. Thanks for helping the community. Yada, yada, yada. You know, how can you have a bad day when that's your life?
Exactly. We have a few questions in the chat room to you. One of them is from Snafu. He's asking, do you help the native tribes in the area where you live?
Listen, I have yet to turn anyone away. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care who you're fucking, what color you are, who you vote, male, female, anything. None of that makes a fuck bit of difference to me. I love building cars, and I love helping people.
That's the way it should be.
Exactly, dude. And the only time I will turn you away, quote unquote, turn you away, is if it's something that can't be done inside of 4 hours. Because I'm booked out so far, I have to keep that kind of tight schedule, because once a repair starts taking me longer than 4 hours, then you're fucking with the 90 or 100 people that are scheduled behind you.
So right.
If it's too big of a task, I kind of pass that off to a professional mechanic. No cracking cases, no pulling heads, no nothing like that. So as far as Native tribes, this is Oklahoma, man. Like, I'm the minority as a white kid. So there's always, no, seriously, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know.
There's always people coming in with tribe license plates or, you know, I've had a couple that come in that were, they didn't speak English, but their six-year-old kid was translating for them. You know, I've had a deaf girl come in and her friend came in with her and he's deaf as opposed to, and the little 8-9-year-old kid is doing sign language to them and translating for them. So I have the most like diverse customer base out there, you know?
Well, nice. The timing, the 4-hour timing comes into play with Amazon's question where she asks, do you get help from others, other mechanics, donating time, stuff like that? And do local businesses and people help donate funds or anything of that nature?
I have had no local mechanics that want to donate the time. What I have is a badass little senior high school student. His name's Ian, that my wife and I drag all over the place, and he volunteers his time. I've got a tech at Nissan that dude's coming and helping out these high school kids build a drift car. I had a badass old Nissan 240Z, or 240SX that was donated, and we're going to turn it into a drift car. So as far as like help goes, I don't really get a lot, but local businesses, Napa has stepped up huge, man. When they found out what was going on, O'Reilly's wouldn't help out. Advanced Auto Parts wouldn't even look at me. Napa is giving me parts at an incredible discount. I can't even mention it or I'm going to lose it. and they partnered with Phil Wilson of Wilson Extreme Sports, the dude that's got the veteran monster truck. And Phil Wilson bought me a lift from my shop. He said, listen, no disabled vet giving this shit away for free. Should be working on the ground. So this dude came in and gave me a $5,000 rotary lift. Napa did the install, and rotary lift here locally. So when I call them, dude, they jump through hoops for me.
I've heard beautiful things about Napa. I have to give them props. When we were, you know, working mechanics here, when I was not Crohn's paraplegic crippled ass, going Napa was great.
Do you have Crohn's and you're paraplegic?
Well, that's the running joke. I can't walk and I can't stand because of my back due to Crohn's and medicine. So yeah, it's a running joke that I'm crippled. But
well enough to like to give you shit about that. Maybe if I come on a second time, dude, you're gonna catch hell for that.
Oh, dude, go for it. Go for
it. Does it all the time.
Go for it. Yeah. But no, Napa, I've heard very beautiful things about them. Not just, you know, small people like you, but individuals. If they can't afford something, a lot of times they'll give them a discount just to help them out. And it's usually big ass parts. I'm not talking, you know, a $5 discount on a $10 item. I'm talking like $200-$400 pieces of equipment. But that's beautiful. Like, I love
guys,
that.
These guys went so far as to, when the guys from Rotary, from Woodall Equipment, when they installed the lift, Napa set down the regional guy from Colorado to be here for the install.
The equipment line. But that's beautiful. Like, I love
guys,
that.
These guys went so far as to, when the guys from Rotary, from Woodall Equipment, when they installed the lift, Napa set down the regional guy from Colorado to be here for the install. Like, shake hands, take pictures, kiss babies, do all that other shit. So, you know, you want to be treated like a big deal, you got to look like one.
Yeah.
It's pretty humbling when these dudes are flying people from all over the United States to be here for 4 hours to watch a lift go in my shop. You know?
I think I seen you say something about the lift on your Facebook page. Is that correct?
On Hard Luck Auto. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
I love that.
I have pumped that up a couple of times, dude, just because. And for everybody that was involved, the techs from Woodall Equipment, they donated their time. Napa sold Phil Wilson the lift at cost. And then this was the day before my grand opening. Phil Wilson flies in so he could hang out with his monster truck. These dudes that drove from Colorado to Oklahoma in a straight shot. Yeah, it just fucking blows me away that this is my job.
Yeah, if anybody's listening, this is Hard Luck Auto on Facebook, hardluckauto.org, if you want to go check out their website. We're talking to Adam right now. Another question that we've got from Amazon: are you aware of any other similar charities around the country like this, or are you one of the first, or is it something that people like to keep under the radar?
Well, you know what? I think because I know that there are guys that have done this before me. They reached out to me when I started kind of getting publicity and said, hey, man, what you're doing is amazing. We've been doing this for 3 or 4 years. If you need help, let us know, right? There's been one that was a little bit pissed off because I guess they don't have the tenacity to go live every day, and they don't, you know, they do a really good job working on cars, but their fan base kind of sucks. So they're pissed off that Mike Rowe is at my house and not at theirs because they've been doing this for 10 years already. But you know, right. Like I said, if you want to be treated like a big deal, you got to look like one. And if you're just a jackass in your driveway, then you're not going to get to have lunch with Mike Rowe.
Exactly. And this isn't ego talking. This is he's being serious. You've got to be the part and play the part. I mean, I can tell in your videos, your live videos, it's straight from the heart. It's no hubbub bullshit. I mean, obviously, talking to you, you're a real dude. It's none of that. I'm going to think about what I'm going to say before I say it 500,000 times, and then when they ask me, I know exactly what I'm going to say. It's none of that bullshit. So
right.
I love
right.
it. It's
exactly.
straight to the point.
It's important for me when I go live. I've only ever deleted one video. You know, it's just because I was in a funk and I went live and I bitched for a minute. And I thought, you know what? Fuck that. And I didn't share that one because I know that that's not the way it's supposed to be. I uncorked Head for Mass and then went back live again, you know, but,
right.
As far as similar charities, Amazon's asking about that. I've actually spawned a few, and those are the guys that I'm proud of. And those are the guys that I'm pitching because I've got one dude in, I want to say South Carolina, another guy in Tennessee. One's called Community Auto Repair Service for Cars. Another, and all you got to do is look on my Hard Luck page and you'll see me sharing the shit out of these guys. The other one is Down on Your Luck Automotive, and he is by trade an auto paint and body guy, but he's super sharp and he's tackling bigger shit than I am with less, you know, like this dude's doing head gaskets and, I think he, you know, right now he still has the time to kind of tackle the big stuff, but,
right.
So for me, I just love jumping on my feed, you know, on my personal page and seeing the stuff that these guys are sharing, that Down on Your Luck and Cars are sharing, because, you know, it's cool to see this taking, you know, kind of catching on fire. It's going, you know?
I love it. I really do. The fact that others are using you as inspiration. Hell, when I seen your video, I was like, dude, I'm fired up. I don't want to stop working tonight. And it was like 2:00 my time, Eastern time, in the morning, not in the afternoon. So that's like a big deal for me because that's when I'm up 9 times out of 10 until like, I don't know, 8:00 the next day if I sleep at all. But Frosty, you've not said one word during this interview, and I heard you unmute a minute ago because I heard something in the background. But is there anything you'd like to ask Adam or say or anything like that?
Keep up the good work. I mean, this is it's amazing actually getting to see this and seeing all this going back out to helping everybody and using your time wisely. Like,
I swear to God,
I appreciate that.
It sounds like we just turned the bass up like tenfold on that motherfucker, man. He got a new mic and everything.
Straight up kind of a Barry White thing going, dude.
Right?
Made my balls tingle a little bit. Looking good.
When he started talking, I was like, is he yawning? Yeah. What's going on? Like, hey, Google, are you there?
I'm going to put it in your ass.
I am here. It helps on you.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Adam, ask him, anything like that?
No, I think what you're doing is fucking amazing. I mean,
right.
Shit.
Right.
I don't know how to fix cars, so too bad Six can't drive his truck all the way out there to have that thing.
Oh my God, that motherfucker can't even check his oil without fucking up 10 things. Like. Hey, Oink, me and you have talked about Adam at extent. Me and you've talked about it offline, individually, on here. Is there anything you'd like to say or ask Adam while we've got him here?
You guys need a hobby, man. Dude, I change oil and shocks, for fuck's sake. I'm out there laying hands on babies and curing fucking cancer.
Well, obviously you're not doing this business on your own. You also have a flip side where your wife's helping out. Can you tell us a little bit about what she does and kind of the merchandise area?
Okay, first off, my wife just doesn't do the merchandise. She is the soccer mom that takes my 11-year-old, and she's in competition soccer this year, so we're all over the fucking state. And then she works on Tinker Air Force Base in the software for the B-52 bomb management logistics, whatever the fuck, as a program analyst and as a GS employee. What? She's a program manager, not a program analyst. I'm sorry, I fucked that up. So she has a real job, and in addition to coming home every night, we sell T-shirts on hardluckauto.org. We've got a couple styles out there. We used to have like 7 or 8, but we pulled them down to 2 for the micro show, just because we didn't have to get swamped with all the different types of orders. But we did like $25,000 in T-shirt sales since the first week of June. So this chick has been coming home every single night, on top of juggling the business stuff, and she folds T-shirts all night long while my fat ass eats edibles in the recliner. And you know,
like I said, that's what I was trying to get at. Is behind every great man is a better woman, and
oh,
like I said,
100%, dude. And she just calls me the pretty face behind the camera. Everything else, dude, goes to her. It's everything, dude.
I've got to tell you, man.
T-shirt sales, if you have a question about T-shirts, she's the one that's answering it. If you order a T-shirt, she's the one that's sending out the invoices to the T-shirt shop. She's packaging everything up. I'm just a jackass that takes a laundry basket full of envelopes into the post office every 3 days and sends the shit off and then looks stupid on Facebook Live. She does everything else.
Well, you're far from looking stupid on Facebook, man. You do whatever you're doing fucking amazing. I can see in the comments and the interaction on the videos, people are inspired by what you're doing. You may not be curing cancer and, you know, healing, you know, bringing back people from the dead, but you're doing something, right? You're doing something that most people would be like, hey, give me every last dime in your wallet, plus I'm going to fuck you over in some way, shape, or form. It's happened to me. It's happened to everybody in the world. You're doing a beautiful thing, believe it or not, whether you want to take the fucking constructive criticism or not, you're fucking taking it tonight. Your t-shirts, me and Oink were like, yeah, we love those t-shirts. We got to get us a couple of those. So
that's my wife's art too, man. Like we didn't Debo that shit off the internet. The car, the OG t-shirt style, is actually my 27 Hudson Rat Rod.
I love that. I love rat rods all off the top.
Yeah, that's my car. You know, it's in the middle of getting, you know, built. But I told her, I said, listen, you're not pulling some bullshit image off the internet. Car dudes are going to know if you put the wrong shit on there. I want it to be right. This is what my car is going to look like. You know, you got to change this exhaust. You're going to change the way this looks and down to the fucking tire tread.
Right.
This chick designed that t-shirt. Same with... like if it's not on the website now, but it's going to be back here in a couple of weeks. We've got, the one for 4th of July. It's a dude in a beret with cross wrenches. We've got the beard and skull. Dude wears a flat bill with the front rolled up. Like, you know, I'm 40 years old, dude, so I'm kind of clinging to whatever 20s I had by wearing a flat bill backwards. But
nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that at all.
She, you know, she's doing all that. So, yeah, it's incredible, man.
Well,
definitely hats off to both of you. I mean, that's the main thing is that, like I said, not only are you doing great work there in the shop, but you got a great woman behind you that's doing amazing things as well. And that's one of the reasons why we want to bring you on and, you know, just to say thanks to both of you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And not only that, just to kind of prop her up a little higher than she already is, she did 12 years in the Air Force.
Nice.
Yeah, and higher rank than me. So
well, by time we got another Air Force person on here. That's all I'm going to say about that.
The S&M is fun when she outranks you.
Well, we have to do the tradition from all of us here at DV Radio and veterans ourselves. Thank you for your service.
I unplugged the headphones for just 5 seconds so she could hear that.
Oh, I can only imagine the look on her face right now. Kick him in the balls. Kick him in the balls. Yeah. Do it now.
Just call her my cute little Air Force puke.
No, brother. What you're doing is amazing. We definitely want to get a video interview with you and your wife sometime in the near future so people can see and hear that it's actually you guys. It's a real thing. This isn't, you know, some bullshit scheme or anything on the side.
Oh, no, it's a bullshit scheme, dude, for real. As soon as I sold $25,000 in t-shirts, I was like, holy fuck, I'm onto something awesome here.
Cocaine and hookers all night. Anyway.
Dude, midget hookers, too. I want my shit exotic, bro.
Right?
My wife just grabbed my 9mm.
Run.
She can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Right. But no, seriously,
really?
Man.
Really?
We cannot praise you guys enough. I know, you don't think you're doing nothing great, but you are at the end of the day. I mean, I hear it all the time. Oh, you're doing a wonderful thing. And I don't think what I do is that great. I sit and press buttons and edit shows. That's about it. But seriously, thank you for what you're doing. We look forward to working with you. We don't want to divulge anything right now as far as what Oink has talked to you about earlier today, which I was supposed to call you and I couldn't because I was busy. So there's that.
It's but, all good, dude. I had to hang up on him early anyway. I was at a soccer game.
I hear you. I don't blame you. Soccer is way more interesting than, you know, a pig. But seriously, seriously, we look forward to working with you in the future. We want to have you back on in the future when things come about. If you, you know, do anything interesting, new or exciting, you know, things of that nature.
Man, I'm looking forward to it. I love this shit.
Right. This is Adam. He's from hardluckauto.org. You can also catch Hard Luck Auto on Facebook. Make sure you like and share the pages. The links are there in the chat room. We just put them in there, and they'll be in the description of this podcast. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go, Adam?
No, man. Thank you guys so much for having me on. Like I said, I got the greatest job in the world, and you guys make me feel like $1 million. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, you deserve $1 million if I had anything to do with it.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, man, thank you for coming on. You guys have a nice evening.
You too, bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Yeah, that was Adam from Hard Luck Auto. Please go check them out on their website as well as their Facebook page. Spread the word. If there's anybody in Oklahoma City or the surrounding area that needs help, I'm sure he can help them in some way, shape, or form. If he actually can't help them with their vehicle, I'm sure he can find someone that can.
DDDV Radio.